Yevamos Pergyud Dalad Mishnah Dalad. I'm just bringing up here that most Sfarim have this as one Mishnah. The next six Mishnahs we're going to do is one really long Mishnah. We're going to split it up into six according to the Luach of the Mishnah Yomis, just because it's going to be way too long to do into one Mishnah. So we'll just follow the way they have it in the Mishnah Yomis. So this is Mishnah Dalad. Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh Ve'Echad Pikeach. Two brothers, one of them is a Cheresh, and one of them can hear. Nisuyim L'Shtei Achios Pikchos. And they're married to two sisters that can both hear. Meis Cheresh, Bala Pikachas. Both of the women are Pikachas, but we're just keeping it simple. So if the Cheresh, the deaf brother, died, Ma Yasa Pikeach Bala Pikachas. So what does his brother do? His brother's married Pikachas. That marriage, since they both can hear, it's a marriage midiraisa. So what happened? His brother died. So you would think that this woman should fall to him to Yibum. Now the truth is that this Yibum would only be a Yibum midirabanon, because midiraisa, this woman is not really fully married to his brother, because he's a cheresh. But that means also that the Yibum is also midirabanon. And then the Isser is also midirabanon. So technically, if there was nothing else involved, he would be able to do Yibum midirabanon. But the problem is he's married to this woman's sister. So teitzei mishum achos isha. So she goes out because she's the sister of his wife, and therefore she doesn't need yibum or chalitza. Meis pikeach bala pikachas. But what if the brother that can hear, that has das, he dies? Ma yasa cheresh bala pikachas. So what does the deaf brother do to his sister-in-law that was married to his brother? The problem here is that even though he's a cheresh, he has a zika of yibum that's midiraisa now. And the issue is, he's married midrabanan to her sister. So the Mishnah tells us, motzi ishto beget. He can no longer live with his wife because there's a zika of yibum midiraisa that's stronger. And he's not allowed to marry achos skukoso. So he has to divorce her. Ve'eshes achiv asur la'olam. And he's not allowed to marry his brother's wife. He can't do yibum to her. She's asur forever. And she's asur for everybody else. Why? Because he can't do chalitza. He's a cheresh. So cheresh can't do chalitza. So she's stuck in no man's land. He can't do chalitza. He can't do yibum. Why can't he do yibum? Because midrabanan, it's his wife's sister. Because he was married, midrabanan, to her sister. So he can't do yibum. He can't do chalitza. Therefore, she's usher forever to everybody.